certainly is a lot easier. I think in the old days they would have had to rely a lot on the regular postal service to communicate, and it certainly would have slowed down decision making and planning. A really reliable ICT setup certainly makes life a lot easier.
And do you have that on your property, a reliable one?
We do. It's certainly a lot better than it used to be. As Chris alluded to, it was all pretty basic. It was still fairly impressive to us at the time because that's all we'd known. But it's certainly improved. And it's actually in only the last 6 months that I've been able to access Skype. So the voice over internet protocol that many organisations use is now available to me. It hadn't been recently. So things are improving all the time.
Is that going to cut down the number of flights that you need to take out to go to board meetings?
No, I don't think it'll cut down the number of face-to-face meetings I have, but I think it certainly makes it easier to get a group of people together to discuss things as they're happening, make decisions, you know, plan how the organisation's moving forward with some issue, without having to call a face-to-face meeting.
How easy is it for you to be involved on these boards at both state and national level from your property at Noonbar?
Well, I consider myself fairly fortunate to have managed to have got sort of two positions as a director on boards. It's not difficult. I have to allow a certain amount of time for reading and to stay involved in email conversations that might be going on. But of course, the immediacy of that communication means that things don't sit on the table for weeks and allows me to be involved. So, you know, I'm fairly fortunate and really appreciate the opportunity to have an interest off the property and also a chance to have some income.
How important do you think it is to involve rural and remote people onto these national boards to give a bit of down-to-earth grassroots knowledge of what really happens out there?
I think it's really important, Nicole. We need to equally represent the interests of people in Queensland or indeed nationally with some rural representation. And there's a few reasons why. It gives the organisation a member with genuine understanding of rural situations and issues and hopefully the ability to translate those experiences into helpful contributions to that group's operations. But also, by having rural people on a board or organisation, it gives that group more credibility as far as having the ability to understand rural issues and how they're perceived from the outside, a bit more street cred as an organisation. So if it is a board or a group with rural ties, then it ensures that the membership of that group is reflected with the profiles of the member of the client base. And the other thing I think is valuable is people who live in rural areas have a better understanding of that area's culture, I suppose, for want of a better word, and how best to operate within it. So it can advise a city-based organisation or government agency how to operate within those culturally or socially acceptable boundaries in a rural and remote area so that they can go in the best possible way to engage with communities, and a rural person can give them a little bit of insight into that. There are websites, Nicole, that can put you in touch with directorship vacancies. There's also a group called Women on Boards, which looks at promoting having women on boards, not just women in rural areas, but all women. So there are some resources you can access on the internet to give you some advice. But as Chris said, I think being very aware of the skills that you have and perhaps the skills that you don't have and addressing that, managing to upskill yourself. One of the useful things I did was to attend a company director's course run by the Australian Institute of Company Directors, which managed to fill in a few gaps in my skills base and perhaps made me a little bit better director. And knowing what your value is to an organisation and perhaps filling in the gaps to upskill yourself and then really actively searching out those opportunities is probably the answer.